You're tuned in to The Playlist, exclusively on EnterTheShell.com and all along the Enter the Shell Podcast Network.
Out of the covers, we watch the desert night. Out of the covers, we watch the desert night. Out of the covers, we watch the desert night.
Messers with their song Desert. I really like that 80s new wave with a modernness to it. Very cool. For more information, log on to facebook.com/messersband. Messers is spelled M-E-S-S-R-S. And coming up later in the program, we are going to be speaking with Rare Monk, very interested in this band. I actually scheduled an interview with them 2 months ago, so this has been a long time coming. So hopefully your ears will be ready for the deliciousness that Rare Monk has provided for you. Now, before we get into that, we are going to hear some Chick Jermaine and their song Days and Days. For more information, log on to chickjermaine.com, and I'll have all the links on the show notes, because bands are into not spelling correctly, and that's cool, but when you listen to a song, you want to know who they are. Sometimes it doesn't work out. So on the show notes, I will have the correct spelling for all the bands, as well as links to get to them. But for now, let's hear the song Days and Days.
days and days in the dark, waiting for the light that used to be in my heart. Now I'm all out of feelings, so much for happy endings. What are we coming to? Got a whole lot of pain that looks just like you. And now I'm left with nothing. My love for you is slowing. There's a hole in my heart, and I don't need your love to fill it up. You tried to make me stay. I want to get away. I want to get away. I want to get away. I gotta get to the bottom of this.
From Rare Monk. In a second, I'm going to be talking with Turtles and enter the show. But before that, we're going to play Death by Proxy.
Speed in the creek, now through a teeth, we'll spit you right.
And that was Death by Proxy by Rare Monk. With us today is Dorian. The would you say you are the lead singer in Rare Monk?
Yes.
I know the song that we played was Death by Proxy, and let me tell you a little bit about that song. I thought that song was completely sexy, and as I was listening to it, I thought of a girl stripping to that song, because it's that sexy. When you were creating that sound, did you envision sex in your sound?
I wouldn't say specifically. It's actually, that song's a funny one. So a little background about it. It was written as kind of a weird, screwed up love letter to the RIAA, whose main job for the past 2 years has been hunting down individual file infringers and basically charging moms of households whose kids are, on the internet and know what to do with the internet, thousands and thousands of dollars. So, sexy still, but definitely a little weird one there, yeah.
Right, I completely got the wrong message, I guess.
that's a funny one.
Yeah, has anyone ever told you that they thought this song was sexy?
Yes. And I think we think it's sexy too, but just in a strange way, maybe.
It's so weird. I was researching you guys, I noticed that there seems to be a lot of people that are jumping on the Rare Monk bandwagon. And is that frightening to you that so many people are supportive? Because I really can't find anything bad about you guys, and to me that's kind of scary, because it's just like when so many people love a band and there's not enough haters, I'm like, why isn't there any haters? Because usually if there are haters, that means that you're doing something right.
Right. I don't know. I don't think it's frightening. Maybe a little disconcerting. It's really awesome that people are on board with it, but yeah, it's true. At this point, I would have expected at least some people to be like, man, you guys suck, I don't like what you're doing, or whatever, just random, at least internet hatred, that just happens. But so far, we've dodged it. I don't know.
Right, maybe you guys should be doing something to, spawn hate or something, I don't know.
yeah, maybe we should, be rabbling around town and doing things wrong, but I don't know. I mean, we've just been, it's been a gradually just building process of just making music, and we're just happy to see that people are on board with it, and some people like what we're doing.
Before this new album, Sleep Attack, came out, you guys did have the Death by Proxy EP, and I was very curious as to why you would revisit, some of those songs and put them on this new album, which was Death by Proxy and Mama Bear.
Well, the Death by Proxy was kind of the forerunner of Sleek Attack, kind of like what we thought would be, a good kind of first introduction to us. And so that whole EP was kind of like a teaser for the album. That was kind of the thought behind it. It's just like, a lot of people, pretty much everyone doesn't know us yet, and kind of get some, at least a couple of songs out initially to let people know we exist. So that was kind of the thought behind that. Mama Bear, we had recorded that before in another form, and just kind of, we were happy with it, but we thought it could be done better. Recorded better, sound better, and we were working with Skylar Norwood in his gorgeous studio up in Camas, Washington, and we were really, really happy with what we were getting done. And so, we just kind of decided, okay, let's go back and re-record this, because we all thought it was a good song and could be improved.
Now, about that song, this track is so good, it didn't need lyrics. Did you try to write lyrics to it and you just figured it didn't work, or was it always going to be an instrumental?
I think it was always going to be an instrumental, ever since, it just kind of started as like a a jam thing that we were just working on, and it kind of developed into a full song. But yeah, that was, I don't think we ever really thought that it needed lyrics. Like, it's more, I think there's so much emotion in the strings and the distortion going on that, like, it just, you know, it never really needed it, I guess. We never really thought about it.
I'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's take a break and let's hear that song, Mama Bear. Is that cool?
Awesome.
Okay, and we're going to have more with my guest, Dorian, right here on The Playlist.
Again, in a moment here, we're going to be listening to Drumhead by Rare Monk. That's us. If you like what you're hearing, please go on to the big wide internet and put your browser to raremonk.com or raremonk.bandcamp.com and say hi.
And that was Drumhead by Rare Monk, which you can find on their website, raremonk.com. And with me again is Dorian. And this album, you guys decided to go the pay what you want as far as for the digital form. Tell me, do you take any solace in the fact when people don't pay for it and they just get it for free? Does that bug you or do you mind that?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I think that whole thing is just a reality these days of the internet, and it has been for years. And I mean, I've done it. I think everybody has done it at one point, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it per se. I would like to think that when people are doing that, they're sharing it and just giving it to their friends and playing it at parties and having fun with it and using it how it should be used, which is for fun and for spreading. I don't think we have a problem with that at all. And it's nice to see that when people, you know, maybe somebody gets it for free and then really likes it and maybe likes vinyl or something and goes on to support us by getting that or a CD. You know, like there's some things that can't be conveyed digitally, like the artwork that comes with an awesome vinyl record. You know, and it's nice to see when people want to support us that way. But yeah, I don't think we have a problem with that online distribution model.
Now, earlier you touched on something, and that was that this album should be played at parties. Do you feel that this entire album is a party album for that? Like you could play it from, you know, track one to track nine and, you know, the party is just going to be, you know, jumping the entire time.
I think it'd be a kind of strange party. I think some tracks on it are definitely like really fun like that. Others are, you know, maybe really slow and down-tempo-y and dreamy. So I'd like to think it would maybe be like a dream party or something where, you know, maybe you're just dreaming you're at a really good party.
you're not even at a party. You're like, okay, I'm going to just dream right now. And you close your eyes, put that on, maybe drink a beer, and you're like, okay, I'm there.
Yeah.
And the reason why, you know, I bring that up is because, you know, this album is a little unpredictable. And I wanted to know, when in making this album, was, you know, that by design or did that happen completely by accident?
I don't think it was completely by accident. Like, we've been working on the songs on it for a while, you know, just demoing stuff out. So we had kind of a rough idea of, like, how it would, you know, at least what the source material was going to be. But kind of the way it was ordered and structured, and one of the songs on there, Center of It All, was a complete serendipitous little thing that just happened in the studio, and then we built on it. So I don't think we like went into it. It was funny. We really didn't go into it with any intention other than just, oh my God, we're going to, you know, record in an actual studio and it's going to be awesome and things are going to sound a lot better and we're going to be able to have a lot of fun layering strings and stuff. So I don't think there was, any real like severe design behind that. It just kind of played out how it wanted to.
I know that you play violin as well as Isaac. Tell me about the relationship between you and Isaac and the violin. Because, I mean, when I was listening to it, it doesn't sound like two people are playing violin. It just sounds like one.
Yeah. You know, that's a really interesting point. I like that you brought that up. We have a lot of fun with that together, me and Isaac. Like, for live shows, I don't usually play violin. I'm usually doing, like, guitar and synths and stuff, because it's, you know, I don't know, I've tried to do the whole violin and singing thing at once, but it's a lot to manage, especially just given the way you have to physically play a violin, and the mic in your face and all sorts of other stuff going on. It's pretty hectic, so I kind of veered away from that. But in the studio, there's like a really, Isaac and I have a really cool dynamic going on. Like we just bounce ideas off each other, and, you know, we'll both have our violins out and be, you know, I think that's one of the things we have the most fun doing in the recording process is just playing with stacked lines and like working stuff out together. And then, yeah, like he recorded, I would say, 80% of the violins on Sleep Attack, and I jumped in for, you know, a few lines, but it definitely is like a cohesive kind of thing between us. Like we will write lines, and it I don't think it really ends up mattering who actually plays the line. it's just kind of both of our ideas going in there.
Lastly, I wanted to talk to you about this funny thing that I saw, and that is it true that you guys know the Denny's menu by heart?
Oh, Denny's. Denny's, we love you. We hate you. The deal with that is at every Motel 6 in America, there is a Denny's next to it. And this is by design, I'm pretty sure. And it's like the perfect complement to Motel 6, because you wake up and you're in God knows where, and, you know, who knows where the next food is for miles, and, oh, lo and behold, a Denny's appears. So we eat at Denny's a lot when we're on the road. yeah.
Do you have a favorite, you know, item?
You know, I kind of switch it up. Sometimes I try, emphasis on try, to eat more healthily at Denny's, and usually that doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And I end up getting the, like, grand American giant platter of meat and potatoes, which is awesome. So I'd say that's probably my favorite, is the all-American slam.
You know, like, my favorite thing there is just the hash browns. They just know how to make hash browns, like, perfectly. Like, every place that I go to, their hash browns are okay, but they're always measured up to the Denny's hash browns.
Absolutely, yeah. Crispy on the outside, but not too crispy. Oh, yeah.
Right, just right. I don't know what their secret is. If you ever find out their secret, you need to tell me immediately, okay?
Oh, it sounds good. Yeah.
Okay, well, the album Sleep Attack is out now. Make sure to go to raremonk.bandcamp.com or raremonk.com. Pay what you want for it, or opt for the vinyl edition. Tell me, what comes in the vinyl edition? Is it just the vinyl and then the artwork, or did you guys put little surprises in there?
At this point, we haven't actually gotten the vinyl yet, so... the way it's being shipped to us is just the vinyl and the artwork, but who knows, if you order it, maybe you'll get something surprising in there.
Right. I always look at vinyl now as a Cracker Jack box, where, you know what you're getting, but, you know, it's always fun if there's, like, you know, a photo of you guys all signed, you know, but like a genuine photo, you know, like you go, you just take random pictures, and that one photo is only one photo in existence, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun like that. I don't know, we haven't gotten them yet, but we will. I think we're expecting them to get here this week, so we may be having some fun with that.
Very cool. How many did you order, by the way?
I think we got 500.
Okay.
We're getting 500.
So 500 delicious vinyl is coming your way. Make sure to log on to raremonk.bandcamp.com or raremonk.com. Become a fan of theirs on Facebook and follow them on Twitter, or just socialize with them. Who runs your guys' social media?
We all kind of do, but mostly that's Forrest, our bassist.
So so there you go. You could talk to Forrest, the bassist. See a nice guy.
Oh yeah, he's a sweetie. But yeah, we're all on there. You know, at times we all have these crazy pieces of technology we call phones. So Yeah, you can find any of us on there.
Cool. So my guest has been Dorian from Rare Monk, raremonk.com. And thank you so much for being on the show, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Cool. We leave you now with Sleep Attack. Hey, what's up? It's Turtle with Enter the Shell. And if you know a band or are in a band and want to be featured on Enter the Shell, email me personally, turtle@entertheshell.com. And since you're already there, you might as well log on to Enter the Shell and download our cornucopia of podcasts and check out the blogs as well. You know, just something to keep you occupied from your daily life.